Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good old weekend, but we got to get Monday started. Yes, indeed. It is the 10th of October, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, if you had a good weekend, I could think of a company out there that didn't have a very good weekend at all. That'd be Samsung. Now, you might remember last week, there was kind of some news floating around about a Samsung Galaxy 7 device that kind of caught on fire on a Southwest Airlines plane. Well, come to find out, that thing was actually one of those ones that had already been recalled, and they said it was safe. Whoops. Now, Samsung thinking, this is just a freak little thing. Never mind about it. Well, apparently it's not. There's actually been about two more incidents of this actually occurring. One was actually in Minnesota, saying that the Galaxy Note 7 started burning up while in the user's hand. Oh, man. Apparently, the individual actually suffered only a minor burn to the thumb, but still. Imagine if it was inside the user's pocket. Could you imagine that? The other one happened in Kentucky. This user actually left the phone charging in their bedroom, and then all of a sudden noticed that the bedroom was filled with smoke and the phone was on fire. Now, of course, Samsung's been bombarded with questions, and of course, Samsung's given a very generic answer, saying they are working with authorities and third-party experts and will share findings when they have completed the investigation. Even though there are a limited number of reports, we want to reassure customers that we are taking every report seriously. Going on to say that if they determine product safety issues exist, Samsung will take immediate steps. Yeah, so if you were thinking about going down and maybe getting a new Note 7 today, yeah, you might want to hold off. Are you a classic car owner? You may not want to move to Germany then. That's because Germany is saying no more combustible engines on the road by 2030. That's right, your vehicle's got to be zero emissions, whether it's electric or hydrogen fuel. It doesn't matter, it just can't have a combustible engine. Now, no, this is not legally binding yet, but give it some time. Chances are by 2030 it probably will be. Now, of course, automakers all across the EU are going, oh man, they're already having to deal with tougher emissions standards that could actually effectively kill diesel in the end. Though, they have not given any official comment as of yet. Well, our RAM-hungry Chrome, might be getting a little less hungry come December. This couldn't come soon enough. Now, granted, Google kind of has done a little bit of tweaking with Chrome's RAM hungriness, but let's face it, it's still pretty damn hungry. But according to what we're hearing, in December, Chrome 55 will include an upgraded JavaScript engine that supposedly will significantly reduce the memory footprint. Now, yes, it is December. December 6th actually is when you'll get to try the finished version, but if you just can't wait that long, you can probably try to get an earlier version, that is if you're willing to run a pre-release code. Now, if your computer's already got a buttload of RAM, you're not going to see much difference. But if you're running 1 or 2 gigabytes of RAM on the thing, you might actually say, I'm happy to use Chrome again. And finally, with the advancements, of course, of technology, eating better, all of these sort of gizmos and gadgets that just help us through our daily and exercise lives, people are actually living a little longer. But the founder of Bulletproof Coffee, wants to surpass that. Dave Asprey, he wants to basically cheat death, shall we say. And he's spent over $300,000 in research to try to do it. He's hoping all of this data will help optimize his mind and body. Dave actually went on to say his goal is to live to 180 years old. Or even longer. And by doing so and following this regimen each and every day, he's hoping to achieve that. So what does he do hoping to achieve this? Well, he has his phone in airplane mode. In fact, he turns it off onto airplane mode before going to bed and says he keeps it that way until he drops the kids off at school. The reason why for this? Well, your nervous system is watching out for alerts and you're getting electromagnetic frequencies you don't really need. Isn't that kind of distress? Yeah, okay. Anyways, I guess that's the technical term. Other things he does, well, during his work day, he leaves his assistant to do all of his workarounds. Don't you wish we all could do that? Saying he does this so he doesn't have to memorize his calendar. Of course, he does the normal things. Exercise once a day, follow a strict diet without snacks, and make sure he gets about 6 hours of sleep a night. So what does this boil down to? Well, pretty much, if you're filthy rich, you'll probably live longer. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN Network, BritishTechNetwork.com. That's the destination for everything that is the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check out all of our shows, our blog, and get subscribed as well. Find our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and our BTN Slack community, hanging out all together, one together. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go have a cup of bulletproof coffee and ponder about my existence. Anyways, hope you have a great Monday. Thank you very much for listening.